Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, The Secrets to Winning the Online Reputation Game. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the absolute best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry to offer a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Well, maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Peter the Web Doc Martin as our presenter today. Peter Web Doc Martin is president of Cactus Sky Digital, the auto industry's premier full-service digital marketing agency, known for cutting-edge marketing innovations with expertise in email marketing, database development, and relationship building. Cactus Sky skillfully employs behavioral targeting, mobile-enabled campaigns, social media marketing, and database development and management to generate tremendous increases in customer engagement and conversion for their clients. Peter is an expert on various topics such as email marketing, website design, subprime marketing, database mining, online reputation, automotive marketing, social media marketing, and how to sell to women. He's a regular speaker for NADA and Digital Dealer and a contributing editor for Fixed Ops Magazine, Dealer Magazine, Auto Success, and many other key publications in the industry. And he can be reached at peter@cactusskydigital.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, don't you worry. We're going to try to respond by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. And hey, feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends at Cactus Sky, they're giving away a cool prize today on the webinar. Not one, not two, but 10 of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win a $10 Starbucks gift card. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and you could be winning one of these sweet prizes today. Also, at the conclusion of the webinar, you're going to receive a short survey. So fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. Today, we're going to randomly select a couple of people from all those completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation. So hey, tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Peter Martin at WebDocPeter. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. Now let's get started. Let's learn the secrets to winning the online reputation game. Peter Martin, how you doing, WebDoc?
Hey, I am doing great. I'm so glad to hear that you made it back, and you made it back in one piece.
Yes, we've been sharing.
It's been kind of a challenge for all of us on the East Coast.
We've been sharing stories about how we got back from Digital Dealer, and there was the blizzard and all. Oh, it's been fun. Been fun and interesting. But yes, I'm back in the saddle. You're back in the saddle. And you are here ready to talk to us about a topic that I feel we don't do enough. And I'm so glad you're here to talk to us about it today. I know it's right in your wheelhouse. So I'm very excited that we're going to talk about the online reputation game. Specifically because I just don't believe that dealers are paying enough attention to their online reputation. And boy, oh boy, it has tremendous implications if you don't. And I think that they're underestimating how very important their online reputation is. So I'm really excited you're here, Peter. Thank you so much. And why don't you tell the audience the kinds of things that we're going to be learning about today?
Well, I'm very excited to be here because there's a lot of things that are changing in the last couple of months. Google has made some big changes. But we have been working with dealers for a couple of years now on helping them to build their online reputation because it's not an easy thing to do. Unfortunately, people love to say bad things about you. If you have a bad meal, if you have a bad experience, if you don't like the way they took care of you at the dealership, they're going to go online and they're going to blast you. People love doing that. But to get somebody to say something nice about you is like pulling teeth. So it's a very hard thing to do, And it's become even more important to do it today than ever before, because you need to be preventing these negative online reviews. We're going to talk a lot about how to do that. We're going to give you a lot of best practices and tips to prevent those bad reviews, because once a bad review gets up there, it's going to have almost an immediate effect on your SEO and your business as a whole. And we're going to get into a lot of detail talking about the changes Google has made and how that's going to impact your SEO. And I talk about Google primarily because Google is the, you know, the 100-pound gorilla. The other search engines all follow what Google does. I think that's very important.
And I think gorillas then, weigh like 800 pounds.
800-pound gorilla, yep. Well, I've been on a diet, so I'm like always looking at lower numbers.
No worries, no worries. I don't even, I mean, come on, I weigh more than 100 pounds. Let's go.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the gorilla in the room. We're going to talk about how much they weigh before and after this presentation. And then what we're going to do is we're going to teach you on how to ask for the review and to get the review. And then, you know, at the end, we'll be able to take some questions and answers, and anything we can do to help you in the future, we're always willing to do that. So how about we dive right into it?
That sounds like a great idea. Oh, look at that. It looks like we have our very first poll question. Audience, I want to let you know we have 4 poll questions coming your way today, and this one is the first. So before Peter gets started on how to help you with your online reputation game, here's the first question. We want to know, which review site do you feel is most valuable to your dealership? Please select one of the following answers. Do you feel it's Yelp, Google+, Cars.com, DealerRater, or Facebook? Which review site is most valuable to your dealership? Oh, the votes are coming in so fast. Oh, my audience today, Peter, they are on it. On it. This is awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you so much, audience. We almost have everyone voting already, and that's just fantastic. So we are going to give you a few more seconds. See if we can get those last few stragglers to get their votes in, and then we'll close this poll and share the results. And keep in mind, we have 3 more poll questions coming your way a little bit later on. I hope that you'll take part in those poll questions like you did on this one. Thank you so much. All right, let's close this poll and share the results. All right, only 3% of today's audience feel that Yelp is very valuable to their dealership. That is the least amount today. Now, the majority, 58%, said they believe everything happens on Google. So Google+ is their vote. 11% of today's audience say Cars.com is most valuable to them. Another 11%, they like DealerRater. And the last 17% say Facebook is where it's at. Peter, is there a right or wrong answer to this question?
Well, the right answer, I think everyone agreed, is the most important is going to be Google+. But the other ones are important. But the one that's most surprising was the one that came in for Yelp. And I think you said that was it 11% or 3%?
3%. I think, well, let me just preface this. I've done a webinar on Yelp before. There is no love for Yelp. Any of you Yelpers out there, I apologize. But, man, the overall feeling from the dealership community is they hate Yelp. But I think you and I both know that a lot of people use Yelp.
Well, and a lot of people use Yelp, but this is one of the important things, and maybe we should actually talk about doing another webinar in the future specifically about Yelp, because that's really an alarming statistic, and I'll tell you why. Yelp is the second most important review site you need to be paying attention to for one simple fact.
Really?
Yelp is connected with Siri and the iPhone.
Oh.
And if you are not on Yelp and you are not doing well, when somebody goes to search on their iPhone, and let's face it, 74% of the people out there today are using the iPhone. And I was just a digital dealer, and I spoke, and I did this because this was part of my presentation. I talked about Yelp, and I asked somebody in the audience, I said, do me a favor, who's got an iPhone? A lady grabbed her iPhone. I said, I want you to ask Siri for a Ford dealer near your location. And this is a simple test that you could do for anyone in the audience. If you have an iPhone, after this webinar, take a second and take Siri while you're sitting in your dealership and ask Siri for whatever brand you have. If you're a Ford dealership, say, Ford dealerships near my location. In Orlando, Florida, when we did this last week, it showed three Ford dealers in Orlando, Florida. Now, everybody knows that's ridiculous. There's probably at least 15 Ford dealers in Orlando, Florida. But my point being is, if you are not paying attention to Yelp and getting reviews on Yelp and have claimed your Yelp listing, you are invisible to iPhone users.
Hmm.
So that is why Yelp is important. It's very important that you take the time. And I agree, everybody I've ever mentioned Yelp to in the auto industry hates Yelp. And,
yeah,
you know, we can talk about Yelp. But the fact of the matter is, they're not going anywhere. They're making a lot of money. They're doing a lot of things right. A lot of people have tried to sue them, and they've lost. So Yelp is a problem that we have to deal with. And I know it goes against the grain, and it makes you feel bad, because it's really, you know, a lot of stuff they do is really paramount to extortion. But they are the second most important site that we need to be focusing on.
But you like Yelp.
I personally don't like Yelp. I mean, I'm like,
you don't?
Everyone else.
Okay.
I think they, you know, no, but I look at it from the standpoint, if I'm in the car business, and I remember my background is automotive advertising. I've been doing this my whole career from on the dealer side. And if I know that 74% of the people out there are walking around with an iPhone, and that the only way they're going to find me properly is if I'm listed on Yelp, you know, I got to bite the bullet and I got to get on Yelp. Because if somebody, you know, somebody's driving down the street and they say, you know, Ford dealership near my location, and I don't show up and my two competitors show up, well, I've just lost that opportunity. You cannot afford not to be paying attention to Yelp. And the trick I will tell everybody, and this is kind of a little something from another seminar, whenever you start paying attention to Yelp and getting reviews on Yelp, you can expect the dreaded Yelp phone call from their advertising department. As soon as they see you getting reviews, you're now on their radar. And they're going to call you up and say, hey, we're getting a lot of our Yelpers that are, you know, reviewing your dealership. We'd like you to advertise with us. Whatever you do, don't say no. Because if you say no, the following morning, I can pretty much guarantee you, like clockwork, any positive reviews you had on Yelp will just suddenly disappear. They will just all disappear. It's a fact, and that's why people are suing them. That's why people hate Yelp. That's a problem. What I have found and what I tell my clients is this. Tell them, you know, I have a really small budget. This would be considered the internet department. I can, you know, I can maybe pay, you know, you have like a package for $100 or $200. Give them something. All they want is something from you, a little something, and all of a sudden they'll be amazed at how happy they are, and they go away and they leave you alone. If you turn them down and get aggressive with them, they are going to simply just turn off all of your positive listings, and any listings or any reviews you get, they're all going to get filtered, you know. So it's like I said, I could do a whole seminar on Yelp, but, you know, we're here to talk about that. But I think it was important with those numbers being as low as they are that we really talk, and it's important for the people on the call. You need to pay attention to Yelp, as hard as that is, because 86% of the people out there are going online first, and a lot of those people are doing their research on their smartphone. So if you're not on Yelp and they're an iPhone user, you're not going to come up properly. So it's really important that you do that.
So
with that being said, yeah, I'm sorry. Good.
Oh, I said I agree.
Okay. Well, cool. So we kind of touched. We talked about the 800-pound gorilla, Google. The fact of the matter is, folks, and it was funny because when I was at Digital Dealer, I wanted to bring in a prop to kind of talk about, and I was going to bring in a Yellow Pages. For those people that are on the call that actually remember what a Yellow Page looks like, I couldn't find one anywhere, okay? Because the Yellow Pages have been put out of business, in essence, by Google. When people are looking for something, they no longer go, like our parents and grandparents did, and go to the Yellow Pages and open it up and look for a business. They go to Google, okay, or they ask Siri, and they find what they're looking for. So if anybody does have a Yellow Pages anywhere and they'd like to contribute it to my my speaking engagements, feel free to send it to me. I'd love to have one.
I think actually this is funny because my son recently saw at his grandparents' house a phone that was attached to the wall, and he saw a phone book, and he's like, "Mommy, what is that?" And it was like the strangest conversation I had to have with him. So once I you know, told him that that's what telephones used to look like, he's like, "Mom, you mean when you were a kid they were all attached to the wall?" "Yeah. When you were a kid, did they have cars?" I'm like, "Yes, they had cars. Did they have planes?" "Yes, they had planes." I mean, it was a ridiculous conversation. But it is funny how this generation has no idea what we had to go through when we were young.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. My son is like, you know, the thought of having to walk to school, you know, we've got all the snow up here in the East Coast, and I can remember walking to school in 6 inches of snow, you know, and it's like, you know, this is crazy. It's crazy.
We did have a blizzard.
But speaking of crazy.
Tell me about crazy.
Yeah. Well, speaking of crazy, this is a statistic that we just came across last month, and this is an alarming fact. For every 100 cars sold, on average, it's going to generate 19 negative reviews. And that, to me, is a frightening number, 19 negative reviews for every 100 cars sold. And what we need to do, and that's where we're going to go into a lot of detail today in this presentation, is we're going to talk about how to protect your dealership and prevent those reviews. Because 72% of the people out there pay attention to reviews. I think that's a low number. I think a lot of people, I can remember when reviews first started coming out, what I would always do, and to this day, I do not buy anything on eBay if anybody has less than a 99.9%, you know, positive review rate. It's just everybody is putting a big emphasis on the reviews. People are looking at it not just for the company that is selling the product, but also on the product itself. So it's very important. But the other statistic that you need to pay attention to is this. 35% of the time when somebody searches for your dealership, negative reviews are going to pop up. Part of that has to do with the fact that these review sites, these review companies, Yelp and all of the other ones, they feel very comfortable letting something negative get posted because they believe that is true. They have they always kind of filter, you know, and they look at everything with a careful look. Anything that's positive because they know that a lot of people, you know, there were companies out there that were creating fake reviews and doing all those kind of things like that. So a negative review is going to pop up 35% of the time. So you have to do everything you can to proactively prevent those reviews. And this is just a little quote from Andrew Shutland, who is a big SEO guy. And he's talking about how the review process and these online reviews are going to get more and more of an impact on your ability to be on page one of Google. The other big change, and this is one of the biggest things that everyone needs to be aware of, and if you're not aware of it, it's something you really need to take a few minutes to look at. In the past, Google had 7 businesses displayed on the local search results, okay? And that was what we called the 7-pack, and that was always very important to get on the 7-pack because when somebody searches, you were ensured that you were going to be located right there in that area. They've now gone to what they're calling the 3-pack. So literally 4 opportunities for your dealership to be listed in your local market have gone away. So all the dealerships now in your area, and you've got 20, 30 dealerships in your market, you're now competing for 3 spots. Okay? And that is very, very damaging because it's going to affect you. So what I recommend is you need to put a lot of energy into getting more reviews on your Google Plus page, because the more reviews you're getting, the better your ranking is going to be and the more likely you're going to be able to beat out your competition, because what they're doing is they're trying to put the dealerships that have the best reputation on page one. Now, Lillian, you're more on the website side. Are you seeing some of that from what you're seeing over in your world?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when we have Greg Gifford from DealerOn speak, he always talks about the importance of getting into that 3-pack. And, I mean, your chances are greater of getting into that 3-pack if you do a lot of things that improve your local SEO. As a matter of fact, he's going to be talking about that in an upcoming webinar in March. But before that even rolls around, one of the things he said was you really need to have better and more positive reviews. But he also said it could work against you. If you have like 300 positive reviews and the next closest person to you has 8, then Google might think that you're faking it all and it might work against you. So he did say that too.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where you've got to take a look at it, and that's why we talked earlier, we opened the presentation talking about how hard it is to actually get a good review. And the reviews are important, and when there's that big of a spread, that's some of the things that are triggers for Google.
Right.
But if they're authentic, good, positive reviews, you really don't have to worry about that. So, you know, it becomes a real high-stakes game because they're limiting the number of local reviews. But the thing people don't realize is that Google has always paid attention to this. And that's why with the changes they've made over the last couple of years about making sure that the business is authentic, they're doing a lot of things to make sure that your business is a real business and you're doing a good job. One of their bloggers talked about how Google's philosophy is now really about, if you're a bad business and people don't like you, you're not going to be on page one of Google. And there's actually been situations where Google has turned off companies' pay-per-click budgets, where they've not allowed them to do any pay-per-click advertising because they had such bad online reviews. Now, think about that from a business standpoint. That's like me as a car dealer telling somebody, I don't want to sell you a car because, you know, I don't like the way you look. Or I just decide I don't want to sell you a car. You know, this is somebody who wants to buy a car from me, and I'm literally turning away their money. And that's what Google did to these companies, and one of them happened to have been a dealership. They said, you know what? We don't want your money. And quite frankly, Google can do with that because they've got more money than they know what to do with. We don't want your money because we want to make sure that we're providing the best possible businesses to our people that are going to Google and searching. And we don't think you're a good business based upon what other people are saying about you. So you know what? You can't play with us. That's pretty bold, isn't it?
It is. It's like when I tell my son, you know, he did something bad, and then he asked me for an ice cream cone, and I say, no, you don't get rewarded for bad behavior. And that's exactly what Google is doing. If you're bad at business and people are complaining about you, you're not going to be the business that we're going to put in front of customers when they're looking for a business that sells your product. I think that's fair.
Exactly. So here are some important things, and this is where we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the presentation. These are the things that we found that work really well that will help you. The first thing you need to do to be successful in this process is you need to make sure that your Google Map information is correct. You need to go and make sure your listing is correct. You need to make sure you put some pictures in there, and you need to make sure that your information is correct.
And it looks like it's time for our second poll question. Thank you so much, Peter. Our second poll question is on the screen now. We'd love to know what's going on at your dealership. So we want to know, what have you done to optimize your dealership's Google Plus page? Now, for this question, you can select all that apply. So if you did a lot of these, great. If you did just a couple of them, that's great, too. Let us know. If you didn't do any, well, we have that last answer for you. So let's go over the last answers. What have you done to optimize your dealership's Google Plus business page? Did you put a local phone number? Did you correct your directory listings? Did you add photos to the page? Did you get positive reviews? Or did you do nothing, not a zip? Well, we want to know. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. We still got votes coming in, so thank you so much. Also want to let you know, Peter Martin is here to help you with your online reputation. So whether you don't have one, you're just starting to get one, or maybe you have a problem with your online reputation you need fixing, hey, write on in. Give us some questions. Let's see if we can't get you some great answers and some help from the one and only web doc, Peter Martin, okay? So send those questions in, all right? All right, audience, gosh, you are so good to me. Thank you so much for all of your votes. Hey, Peter, you ready to see what the audience had to say?
Oh, definitely. Let's hear what they have to say.
Let's hear what they have to say. Okay, more votes are still coming in. Thank you so much, audience. But we're going to close this poll and share the results. Okay, 67% of today's audience say that they did put a local phone number on their Google Plus page listings. 61%,
that's great.
Yeah, that is great. 61% of today's audience say that they have gone to correct their directory listings. Oh, that is a thankless job. Boy, that takes a lot of effort. 61%, that is amazing. Good job, people. 64% of today's audience say that they have added photos to their Google Plus page. 72% of today's audience said that they have been getting more reviews, and the last 11% said they admit they don't do anything, not a nothing zip, when it comes to their Google Plus page. Peter?
Wow. Well, it's exciting, and one of the things I will tell you that's very important, and I'm glad to see that it was the number one, is they put a local phone number. That is a critical thing. Another little tip I'll tell everybody is if you're doing any email marketing, make sure that in your email marketing you utilize a local phone number as well, because what we found is 800 numbers have actually become what we call spam trigger. And your emails will get better deliverability if you don't have your toll-free number on those emails. So the other thing we talked about was getting reviews on other sites. We talked about that earlier. That is also very important, because one of the things Google is doing is they're looking at how you're listed with other review sites. So that's an important factor. And with that being said, we've got time for another poll question.
That's right. All right, audience. Your third of four poll questions is on the screen now. We want to know, how do you normally handle negative reviews that are posted on review sites? How do you normally handle negative reviews about your dealership that are posted on review sites? Please select one of the following answers. Do you report them as inappropriate? Do you try to contact the poster personally? Do you respond to the reviewer publicly? Do you get defensive and leave maybe a not-so-nice response? Or do you delete them if you can, or just ignore them completely? I'm sure there's a lot of people out there doing that too. All right, so once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. Once again, how do you normally handle a negative review that's posted on a review site about your dealership? Do you report it? Do you try and contact that customer? Do you respond on that review site? Do you get defensive? Or do you delete them if you can, or just, hey, ignore it completely? Ooh, we have a lot of votes that came in. Thank you so much, everyone. Peter, if you're ready, I can close this poll and share the results.
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. We got one more poll question coming your way in just a little bit. Here we go. Okay, no one picked that they report them as inappropriate, but 32%, so basically a third of today's audience, say that they do try to contact that poster personally. But the majority, 59%, say that they respond to the reviewer publicly, right on that review site. 3% of today's audience admit that they do get defensive and maybe leave a not-so-nice response. And the remaining 6% say that, hey, they'll delete them if they can or just ignore them completely. Peter?
Okay. Well, just tell me, let me write that down. What was the percentage that actually responded to them publicly?
59%.
That's great, because that's important. The other thing, too, is we found that it's also important to acknowledge the people that leave nice reviews as well. You don't want to just respond to the people that leave the negative reviews. You want to respond to the positive reviews as well. But it's also one word of caution is, you need to be very careful when you're responding to those people, because what I've been seeing with some of the dealers that are doing that is they are getting a little bit aggressive, you know, and they're trying to be a little defensive. So you have to keep in mind, whatever you write and whatever you do to respond to those people, you need to make sure that you're doing it and understanding that a lot of people are seeing how you're handling it, because a lot of people will judge you based upon how you handle that situation with the person.
Yeah, and we did have a couple comments that came in. For instance, Trevor, he wrote in, he says he contacts the poster first, he addresses the complaint, he fixes the complaint, and then he responds publicly to show that there was a resolution. Bernadette says that she first tries to contact them personally, and then if she doesn't hear back, then she responds publicly. I mean, is there a right way or a wrong way to do this? I guess you'll be telling us, right?
Well, and I'm glad that they shared that, because that's very important. The other thing I will tell you is it is possible to get a bad review taken down. So if someone does give you a bad review and you do, like I believe you said Trevor does, where you contact the person and you correct the situation, you can go back to them afterwards and say, you know, we really appreciate you giving us an opportunity to fix the problem. Would you be so kind as to go take and maybe update or take down your negative review? And we've actually had situations with some of our clients where they've done that, and the person has updated the review and said that they've, you know, been taken care of, which is very positive, because now someone can see the negative comment, the communications between you and them, and then that there was a good positive resolution to the situation, which actually just shows more favor on your benefit. But most importantly, if you can get them to take it down, that's really ultimately the best thing that can happen. So we did touch on this, optimizing your Google Plus page. It seems like everyone on the call is doing a lot of things to do that. The citations, the standard citations, I heard someone mention that, and that's very important. When we're talking about citations, and there was a slide earlier that had a whole bunch of different review sites, and there's about 75 of them out there, you need to make sure that your information on all of those sites is consistent. Now, this goes against the grain, and my background, remember, was advertising, and I was one of the guys who loved call tracking numbers. And I would use a call tracking number for every advertising medium, whether it be TV would have one, radio would have another one, newspaper, direct mail, internet, website, anything I was doing would have different call tracking number. So I could sit back and look and say, oh, look at this. My newspaper ad really did well this weekend. Oh, my internet ads are doing great. And look at it. Well, that philosophy has gone over to these review sites. So everybody wants to use a different call tracking number on the different review sites. That is not a good thing to do because it shows inconsistency. And in all reality, you're not going to be getting a lot of calls off of a call tracking number based on one of these review sites. So you want to make sure that you use your local number on all of those various sites out there. Because one of the things Google is doing is Google is pinging all of these different sites. They're going out to Yelp. They're going out to Yellow Pages. They're going out to DealerRater. They're going to all these various sites, and they are checking to make sure that your information, your dealership name, address, phone number, and website address are all consistent. When there's inconsistencies, it lowers your credibility ranking. So it's very important that you do that in your process. Now, to be successful, we've talked about a number of things. My experience is this. You have to be proactive. You cannot be reactive. A lot of people are responding, and that's great. You need to do that. But you need to be proactive and act immediately when a review is posted. What we have found that works extremely well, and this is one of the takeaways for you, is this. You need to communicate with your customers. And when I talk about customers, I'm not just talking about your sales customers, but your service customers. Because if you think about it, the average dealership sells about 100 cars a month, but they're doing about 1,000 to 1,500 repair orders. People in service are more likely to leave you a review because they're more of them. The other thing is, when we did some surveys a while back, we asked customers, when you're looking at a dealership and you're looking at their online reviews, what's important to you? Their overwhelming response was, well, when we're looking to buy a new car, the thing that's really most important when we're looking at online reviews is how they treat people in service. And I personally had a problem with that. I'm like, wait a second. I'm asking you about, you're buying a car. I'm asking you about reviews relative to the sales process. And they're like, well, you have to understand. I buy the car once, but then I have it serviced for the next 5 years. So they're not going to take good care of me in service. I'm not going to buy my car there. So that became a big revelation to us, and we realized that we had to put a big focus on service. So we recommend you send out an email to every one of your customers for sales and service. And you need to have that email be an interactive email. Video is great, and I'll show you why in a second. But you want to direct them, if they're happy, to leave a review on Google+. As you can see, Yelp, I know a lot of people are going to go, oh, Yelp, yuck, Yelp. And then whatever other one you want to use, Edmunds or Cars. But you want to give them an opportunity for them to leave you a review if they're happy. And remember, most people aren't only going to leave a review if they're unhappy. And that's why you want to utilize the not satisfied approach. And what we developed is this. Let you hear what we do.
Hi, I'm Laura with the Ford Motors. And we thank you for your business. One of the greatest gifts you could give us is to simply let us know how we're doing. Please click on any one of the review site buttons below and share your experience. If for any reason you are unsatisfied, we want to make it right. Click on the not satisfied link below and we'll follow up with you shortly. Thank you from all of us. Hi, I'm Laura with C&D Ford.
The key here is the not satisfied button, whether you make it a button or you simply tell them. But you want to give them the opportunity to complain to you privately. You don't want them going to Google or Yelp and leaving a bad review. Because once it's up there, you now have to work hard to get it off. We have found that it's better for you to simply say, if you're unhappy, tell us about it. We want to fix it. And then deal with that problem directly in a private forum. Time for another poll question.
Time for our last poll question. That's right, Peter. Thank you so much. All right, audience, you've done so well with the first three. I know I can count on you for this last one. The question is, how are you currently sending emails to your customers and prospects? Please select one of the following. Do you use Gmail, Outlook, CRM, a third-party provider, or I'm too busy selling cars to send out emails? Come on now. All right, once we get the majority of the votes in, we're going to go, these votes are coming in fast. I love it. We're going to close the poll and share the results. And just so you know, people, Peter is also an expert on emailing. Just so you know, all right? So are you currently sending emails to your customers and prospects using Gmail, Outlook, your CRM, a third-party provider, or I'm too busy selling cars to send out emails? And Peter, man, these votes came in fast. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm looking forward to hearing what they've got to say.
Okay. I don't know if it's what you were expecting, but here we go. We're going to close this poll and share the results. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. Okay, 9%, only 9% of today's, a very nice audience, said that they use Gmail. 3% of today's audience say that they use Outlook. The majority, however, 65% of today's audience, say that they send out their emails through the CRM. 18% of today's audience say that they use a third-party provider. And the last 6%? Yeah, they're too busy selling cars to send out emails. Come on, Peter. What a silly question. All right, Peter, what did you think about that?
Okay. Well, and I'm excited that they're sending them out because CRMs are great. They've got a great way of doing this. You can send out the emails through the CRM, and you can utilize, when you do that, an HTML template. And one of the nice things about an HTML template is you can put that not satisfied button in there. And what I've got up on the screen is actually an example of a not satisfied form where somebody can click on that. And if they're unhappy, and this is really the important part of what I'm trying to drive home. So when you send out that email to the sales customers and the service customers, and you ask them to leave you a review, and if they're not happy, tell you why. When they click, you want the form to come up, because now what's going to happen in their mind is, and this is a little of the psychology, they're thinking they're posting a review. But they're giving this information to you, and the beauty of this is you're the only person that's going to see this. And I got a couple up here just to show you. This is one from one of our clients, you know. I bought my CRM and my CRV in for service, advised a service person previous application, I've resident in the Windows, had a senior resident. Now, I put this up here for a reason. This, and all of us on the phone, I'm guaranteed across the board, we're all in agreement that this is absurd. Okay? This is a person that's got nothing better to do. You're going to complain because there's a little bit of residue and you had to go home and wash it off with Windex. Okay, this is the kind of garbage that these people are putting out there. And unfortunately, it's not going to change. Why I'm pointing this out is this. By you reaching out to them proactively and letting them put this kind of stupidity into an email, onto a form, and have it only go to you is very, very important in the long-term success of your operation. Because if this person had gone to Google Plus or Yelp and put this ridiculous thing up on there, now you've got a negative review, and really, what are you going to do to correct this? So this is an example of why it's so important to be proactive and prevent stupid stuff like that from getting posted up on the web. This is a little bit more, you know, of a specific one where they actually did have some complaints. They talked about the problems, and you can see they got upset. But by giving this person the opportunity to complain to you privately, and now you're communicating back and forth with them via email or picking up the phone or resolving it, you're preventing this kind of negative publicity, these negative views, from ever getting posted up on the internet. Because once they're up there, you can get them down. It's not always that easy, but you can get them down, but you still have to address them and deal with it. And in today's world, you cannot afford to have negative reviews up there. A couple years ago, we'll get some bad reviews. We'll get 18 good positive ones to push it down below. No one will see it. But with what Google is doing and the changes they've made with their algorithms, having negative reviews is going to prevent you from being found on Google and is going to ultimately impact your sales. So the next thing I want to stress is this, because I was so pleased to hear how many of you were doing this through your CRM. And Ileana, what was the number of people who were sending out to a third party?
Ooh, give me a sec. I'll look that up. I don't have it in front of me right now, but hold on one second.
I think it was like over 18%.
Third-party provider, 18%, yes.
18%. Now, those people using a third-party provider, you'll understand the statistic better than anyone else on the phone, unfortunately. But it's important that you understand this because it's a numbers game. A lot of people think that you just send out an email and someone's going to open it up and leave a review or not satisfied. But if you look at the numbers, you understand why it is so imperative at the dealership level that you're collecting email addresses on every customer, not just the ones that you know you want to, but on every customer, on every service customer. We've been doing this for a couple of years for dealers, and we, you know, we'll get the data from the dealers, and we'll send out the emails on the dealer's behalf. And what I find it's so frustrating for us is we're getting less than 50% of the records that come over from the dealer that we pull out of the DMS that actually have a good, valid email address. Less than 50%, okay? So let's just look at the numbers. You sell 100 cars a month, and you do 1,000 units a month in service. So let's just say you're doing an above-average job and you're getting, you know, 60%, okay? So that's 660 records with name, email, and phone number. So you're going to send out 660 emails on average, okay? And the people that are using third-party providers, they can attest this. They're probably maybe getting a little bit higher if they're sending to their own customers. But on average, nationally, it's about a 10% open rate. That means 10% of the emails are being opened. So you're talking about 66 people out of those 660, which was originally 1,100 to start with. You're going to have out of 1,100 cars that were sold in service that month, you're going to have 66 people that actually opened the email. It's a very small number. And of those 66, about 10% are actually going to respond either positive or negative. Unfortunately, we know that 8 out of 10 people that actually do respond are responding negatively. So it's one of those things where you have to focus on making sure that you're collecting as many emails as possible, and then you're deploying the emails as best as you can to make sure you're getting through. So I know that was a lot of information. Feel free to, you know, ask some questions at the end. I can revisit a little bit more. But the next thing I want to touch on is this, because so there was a large number of people that are using their CRM, okay, and that's great. But you need to keep in mind that 22% of emails that are being sent out are being blocked by spam filters. And if you look at your customer and your prospect database, and if you were to pull the data out and you were to look at it and analyze it, you're going to find that 70% of your database is comprised of Gmail and Yahoo. And those are two of the hardest email providers to actually get inbox placement with. So you have a lot of challenges with doing that. So when you're doing the email marketing, I congratulate all of you that are doing it. Just take a couple extra steps to make sure that you're doing everything possible to get those emails delivered into the inbox. The other piece is there's been a big shift to mobile. Everybody knows, and especially because we've got Dealer on the phone. And Ileana, you had mentioned earlier, I mean, what is the new name of your mobile-enabled web platform? Your mobile websites?
Oh, our mobile websites? Well, we have a responsive website platform, which is called Chameleon. And, yeah. Yes, it works with mobile. I mean, you don't even have to worry. It's not a separate. It just works with mobile, which is why it's so important.
And that's the critical thing. And that's one of the reasons why a couple months ago, Google actually sent out notifications letting people know that if you did not have a mobile website, it was going to affect your ranking. So I've seen so many dealers shifting over, and I've looked at your platform, and it's a phenomenal platform, and the fact that it actually does. And the thing I like about your platform is, unlike some of them out there, actually, all of the pages, because a lot of the ones that are out there, some of these smaller web providers, and I'm never going to crash anybody's party, but some of these other web providers, their site will reformat for mobile, but when you start clicking through to like the vehicle display pages and the other pages on the site, those aren't properly formatted. So it's one of the things where you need to look, you know, and I always tell people, you need to put yourself in the shoes of a shopper. And mobile responsive is so important because 66% of the people today are reading their email messages on a mobile device. So if you send out an email to these people asking them for a review and your email is not mobile enabled, they're going to delete it. And this on the screen right now is an example of an email that is not mobile responsive. And although you can see and you can kind of make out that that's, you know, a dealership name, I'm not going to say what it is, and this looks like a beach umbrella, this is not mobile enabled. Anytime you have to pinch and zoom, that is not mobile enabled or mobile responsive, depending which term you want to utilize. What we suggest is you make sure that when you send it out, your CRM formats it properly so it is easy to read. And most importantly, the way you can tell is that the phone number is click activated. And if you decide you want to use a video, the nice thing about when you reformat, the video will actually play right there on the phone, which people love. So as we kind of get towards the end of this, I want to kind of summarize a couple key things. To be successful in this battle and to win this online reputation game, you need to use interactive HTML. Your CRMs can provide it. Your third-party providers can provide it. And that's a huge benefit. The reason you want to do that is you want to make sure that you put in links. People want things easy. People are lazy. If you open up the email and there's a couple buttons that they can click on, Google Plus, Yelp, DealerRater, whoever you choose, they can click on the button and you're going to have a higher likelihood of them actually going through with it. If they've got to go do something else or open something else up, they're not going to do it. We just know that for a fact. And then the single most important takeaway from this presentation is this. Give them an opportunity to complain to you first. Do it privately. Don't give them an opportunity to go blast you. I will tell you, for the last 3 years that we've been working on this and doing this, we have never had any one person who clicked on the not satisfied button that actually then went and left a bad review on any of the review sites. Never has happened, and we tracked it very carefully. So let me just say it one more time. We have never had anybody who clicked on a link to complain on our not satisfied button that then went and left a bad review on any of the review sites. So the process works. It's a proven process we've developed. So take this information and utilize it. Give the people the opportunity to complain to you first, because you don't want to have to put the energy forward to correct it once it gets published up on one of the review sites. Lastly, I just want to do a quick summary of the changes to Google Local, because that is a critical thing, because Google Local has gone from having 7 to 3. You need to make sure that your address and your phone number has been corrected across all of the platforms, so you have the best chance of being on Google Local. And it's really simple. Be proactive, not reactive. It goes down to when you're sitting there delivering that car, do what you need to do in the delivery process to make sure that customer's happy. If you have a feeling that they're not happy, you need to correct that problem immediately, and you can sit back and watch your reviews grow. I've got a couple suggested resources here for you. Our website is dealerinfluence.com. eReputation Builder is a nice site you can go to. There's a free service there where you can actually scan your business and see how you show up on all the review sites. That's a free service, doesn't cost you anything. Testimonial Builder is one of our new websites. We've launched that new product, and I kind of tell people it's really interesting. People love leaving negative reviews, and getting a positive review is extremely hard to do. We know that 8 out of the 10 people that respond to any of our email campaigns asking for a review are going to leave something negative. So we developed a product called Testimonial Builder, which gives you the opportunity to get a testimonial at the time of delivery while they're happy. And that can factor into your reviews. And then, of course, our main website is Cactus Sky. Feel free to visit there. And there's contact information on all of those sites if you need to reach myself. More than happy to help you. But what I would suggest as an action item when you leave this presentation, before all these, because I was so surprised by the Yelp situation, first thing you do when we get off the call and you take a few minutes, go to somebody. If you don't have an iPhone, get someone's iPhone and ask Siri for your dealership, make and model that you sell near your location, and make sure you're showing up on Yelp properly. If you're not, go look yourself up in Yelp, and if you see on the right-hand side, claim this dealership or is this your business, whatever the link is, make sure you claim the business. Then run a scan on your business and fix all your local listings. A lot of you are doing some great things, but you need to implement a proactive online plan. And that plan needs to be sending out an email to all of the customers. Set up, get with your web developer, you know, your web dealer will be more than happy to put up a form on the website so they can link back to that website where it gives them an opportunity to tell you what went wrong so you can address it privately and then start making efforts to collect more email addresses, send out those emails, and simply ask the customers to leave you a positive review. And with that being said, it has really been an honor and a privilege to spend some time with you guys today, and I hope that you found some great information here. I know that you can get a copy of this presentation if you like it, and what I want to do right now is just open up the floor to any questions I can answer.
Peter, thank you so much. That was wonderful. Okay, audience, let's start off with a couple things. If you haven't gotten in your question yet for Peter Martin, now is the perfect opportunity to get your questions in. Let's see if we can help you with your online reputation management, okay? So get those questions in. We're going to get to them in just a moment. If you would like a copy of Peter Martin's slide deck, well, lucky for you, we already have it ready for you. It's in the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. Click on the little plus sign next to where it says handouts, and you'll see the PDF right there ready for you to download. All right? Now, before we get to your questions, we have a little bit of fun to take care of. That's right. It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends over at Cactus Sky, they're giving away a cool prize today on the webinar. 10 of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win each a $10 Starbucks gift card. So all you have to do is get ready, get to your keyboards, and be one of the first 10 people to write in the correct response to our giveaway question. And you're going to be winning this sweet, sweet prize today. Now, if you're a vendor, we love that you're here. Thank you so much for supporting the Dealer On webinar series. But we're going to ask you to please sit this one out. The prizes are intended for dealership personnel only. All right, everyone, get those fingers nimble. Let's see how good you are at math. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. Remember, we're looking for the first 10 correct responses. All right? And, yes, you can guess more than once. I don't care. Go ahead. All right. Here we go. If you sell 200 cars each month, how many negative reviews should you expect monthly? Oh, we already have a few winners. I see you. I see you. All right. Let's see. I'm going to have to start writing these names down to see if we have 10. First winner is Sam Grenier. Sam, congratulations. Grenier, I'm writing your name down. Next winner, Jesse Walker. Jesse Walker. Oh, my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to keep all of you straight. Tim Dill, you are a winner, too. Hey, Tim. Tim was over at Digital Dealer and came over and said hi to me. Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim. Kate Packler. Hey, Kate. How you doing? All these people put in the correct response. I don't know if I have 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, that was 5. Oh, Lisa Paulino, you are number 5. Sorry this is taking so long. I guess I don't write quick enough. Congratulations, Lisa. Let's see who else is a winner. Shannon Bashar. Bachar. Oh, I don't know how to say your last name. But Shannon, you're my only Shannon. It's you. Shannon, you're a winner today, too. Okay, that is 6 winners. That's 6 winners. We need 4 more, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, let's see. Our next winner is David Temple. Ooh, this is a lot of work. Peter, you're making me sweat over here. Okay, next winner is Caitlin Gross. Caitlin Gross, congratulations. You are also a winner of a Starbucks gift card. And, oh, who's next after Caitlin? Jeff Boob. Hey, Jeff. Good job. All right, and who is our last winner is Melody Markham. Melody Markham. Whew. I'm exhausted already. Congratulations to all of our winners, Sam, Jesse, Tim, Kate, Lisa, Shannon, David, Caitlin, Jeff, and Melody. You are all winners of a $10 Starbucks gift card courtesy of our good friends over at Cactus Sky. I need all of you to write in your mailing addresses to me so that we can get those out to you as quickly as possible. They're going to be coming directly from our good friends over at Cactus Sky. And audience, don't worry if you didn't win. It's okay. We give away cool prizes every week. So tune in to another Dealer On webinar, and that could be your lucky day to win a cool prize. By the way, if I didn't say it, the winning answer was 38. Because if you sell 200 cars each month, you might get 38 negative reviews in that month, because for every 100 cars you sell, you might get 19 bad reviews. So you had to do a little bit of math there, but you guys did it. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing along, everyone. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Cactus Sky for their generosity. Thank you guys so much. And, whew.
No problem.
I have to. Whew, all right, I did a lot of writing right there. All right. Don't forget to send in your. Oh, we have some noise on your side, Peter. Don't forget to send in
Sorry
your mailing
that.
Addresses so we get those cards out to you. All right, now we are going to get to my favorite part, the questions from the audience. Peter, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for the questions.
Okay, because we had some really good questions that came in. And audience, like I said, if you want to send in your question, now's a great time to do that. Let's get to those questions now, see if we can help you with your online reputation management. No, go to the one with your mugshot on it, dude. We want to see what you
okay.
look like. Yeah, go to that one. And if
there
you want to, if you want to turn on your webcam so everyone can see you live, you're more than welcome to do that too. If you don't, that's okay. Yeah. They like it.
I don't have a webcam on this computer. Sorry about that.
Never mind. All right. So your first question came in kind of early. This one came in from Lisa. Oh, she was one of our winners today, actually. And she says she is having a problem for one of their dealerships. The review ranking does not show up on the 3-pack. So I wrote back to her and I said, wait, are you saying that they're not showing up for the 3-pack, or they are showing up for the 3-pack and the reviews just aren't showing up? So she said it was the latter. She said they're showing up in the 3-pack, but their reviews aren't coming up in the 3-pack. Any ideas why? And then she also said, to check it out, you can look at Nissan in Spokane, and their dealership is Wendell Nissan.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll look at that after the presentation, and I'll circle back with you and see what I can see on that, because that's something that would be good to look into.
Yes, thank you. And Lisa has some follow-up questions for you, too. She said, for instance, how important is it to post on your Google Plus page?
Oh, it's very important. It's just, I mean, the Google Plus page is really just a, in all reality, a mini blog. So just like how blogging is important, posting on your Google Plus page is very important to do.
Okay. Well, there you go. Very important, Lisa. Okay. We have another follow-up question from Lisa in a little bit. So Lisa, hang on. We'll get to it soon. All right. Your next question comes to you from Ryan. Ryan says, how would you go about getting your sales staff excited to get some reviews? We pay $25 per, and we're seeing mixed results. Should we discipline or supply a larger carrot? Be careful with that, Ryan, because sometimes some sales staff will maybe leave their own just to get the money. So be careful with that, all right? But that's a great question. Peter, if you were working at the dealership and it was your job to get more reviews, how would you do it?
Well, it's really a double-edged sword, because on one hand, you know, I've had dealers that actually make it part of the pay plan, you know, where you have to make sure you're getting reviews or you don't qualify for some of your bonuses. You know, the $25, that's a pretty sizable amount for somebody to simply focus on getting a review. So I'm surprised that they're not getting good results. I don't know if you're not getting results at $25, I don't know if raising that amount is going to really help much. So you're kind of torn there with that one. But I think it really needs to be a little bit of a top-down understanding, and if the team understands the importance of the reviews and how that affects the overall operations, you get a better buy-in. One of the things I learned from Ron Max, who works with me, is he always asks for the review. And one of the things he did, and this is a little trick that he shared with people at Digital Dealer when he spoke, and I thought it was genius. Let's be realistic. There's always going to be a time when the salesperson has to leave the customers, whether they're going back to negotiate the deal or they're getting ready to get the car or get the customer into finance. But what Ron would do, and Ron was the number one most reviewed salesperson in the Mile One organization, what he would do, and this is a great tip that I should have shared earlier, I apologize I didn't, is he would take his monitor and pull up his reviews on cars.com, and he would turn it around to the people and say, hey, you know what, why don't you take a few minutes and take a look at, you know, some of my previous customers had to say, and hopefully after the experience today, you're going to be one of my happy customers. You'd be willing to leave me a nice review as well. So now instead of that customer sitting there on their phone, maybe shopping your deal that you're working with at another dealership or checking out, you know, whatever they're checking out, now they were actually looking at his reviews and seeing all these people saying these great things about the experience they had with Ron, and it just deepened his relationship with them. And a lot of times he would actually say to them, you know what, don't take my word for it, Google me, you know. And they would Google, and they also they'd pull up and they'd see all these reviews for Ron Mad Max, and it really helped him be one of the top salespeople over there.
We're already getting people that are commenting on that. They're like, yes, stop the showrooming madness. Thank you for that, Katie, by the way. All right. Okay, I love it. I love it. All right, audience, thank you so much. A great question. Great answer, by the way. We have some more great questions coming in. I've got a handful of great questions coming your way. Next one comes in from Kate. She's giving you the question that a lot of people want the answer to. She says, how would you be able to track effectively without a toll-free tracking number?
You can track. All you have to do is when you go to your call tracking companies, tell them you need a local call tracking number. There are such things as local call tracking numbers. So they would just give you, instead of it being an 888 or an 800 or an 877 or 866, it would be a local call tracking number.
Well, Kate, that sounds very, very easy. I hope it works out for you. She said got it. All right, here we go. Last handful of questions. Tim wrote in, would it be a good practice to respond to both the positive reviews as well as the negative ones?
Oh, definitely. I mentioned that earlier. You should always respond to the positive reviews and the negative reviews. It's just one of those things. People, you know, if they're going to say something nice about you, it's nice to acknowledge it. It happens so infrequently, you know, so it shouldn't take you a ton of time. But I highly recommend that you respond to both the positive and the negatives, because it also will make your profile look better. So you always want to respond to positive and negatives.
I love that. Okay. And then we had a few people that wrote in with how they sometimes handle negative reviews at their dealership. For instance, Lisa wrote in. She says, we have the crew chief of the sales staff. He sends a simple email asking for how their employee performed. They send specifically for Google if customer has a Gmail account. Otherwise, they send an email with an other review site. This process has worked extremely well for us. Thank you, Lisa. Trevor wrote in that when responding to negative reviews, he first empathizes, he validates, he de-escalates, he resolves, and then he moves on. So thank you for that, Trevor. All right.
I like that one.
I love them both. Thank you so much. I love that you guys are helping out your fellow dealers. I appreciate that. Okay, last few questions. Shannon wrote in, is it best to have a response from the manager themselves, or is it okay to have a representative take care of responding to customers on behalf of the dealership? Ooh, good question, Shannon.
Here's the thing. Honestly, the higher up in the organization that responds, even if it's just a written response, the better off you're going to be. And for example, that one time I told you about, we had a client, we actually got a bad review off of off Yelp. The dealer was so unhappy about it, he actually called the person. It's like anything. People want to be heard. And if they get heard by somebody in authority, and let's face it, we're in the car business. I mean, how many times have, you know, you walked into a sales operation, a sales situation. Hi, I'm Martin. I'm the sales manager. Well, I'm nothing more than another salesman on the floor, okay? People like the idea of talking to somebody of importance, they're getting an email from somebody of importance. If you're going to go ask them for that review in the email, I recommend you have it come from the dealer, the general manager, somebody there. So now they all sense, well, wow, look at this. I just bought a car from Reichert Ford, and I'm getting an email from Rick Reichert. Wow, I must be important, you know? And it's one of those things, and the people, they feel important. And it's not to say that the person doing it isn't important, but his perception is reality. Now, let's be realistic, okay? Is Rick Reichert really going to be sending out an email? No, but he's going to have somebody in his staff who's going to do it, and then there's a big problem. They'll take care of handling it and forward him. But it's the perception that you create with the customer. You want them to feel that important, and that's where you're going to get the great results.
I have to agree with you, Peter. That's a great point. Okay, Shannon, thank you so much for the great question. Oh, Shannon already wrote in. Thank you. Okay, next question. All right, last couple of questions. This one comes in from Rick. He says, and I have to agree with him, he loves your idea about the email program to give customers a chance to complain to us first before they post it online. He wants to know, is there a text program that you could recommend? I mean, would you do it through text too, or you think just stick with email?
Here's the thing. Text, and we've been, a lot of people know Cactus Guy's been around for like 15 years doing all kinds of email and marketing. We have one of the first people back in the day to actually look into text. I look at text very cautiously because the laws and what happens with text. Texting, you can try, but you have to be very careful with how you do it. There's really no set program out there. I don't really expect a set program out there because the couple people that have tried it, they've gotten caught in some litigation. So texting is a great way to communicate with customers. It might be something you might want to do and have a salesperson send a follow-up text. Hey, you know, I just sent you over an email. I really would appreciate it if you left me a nice review. Can you do it? But to try and do it with a text right now, I still think there's it's too much of a risk. And unfortunately, I always default back to my car dealer days. Everybody is looking for a reason to sue a car dealer because they think that we have deep pockets. So, you know, you get one ambulance chasing attorney out there that thinks we violated some ridiculous text rule or text law. And next thing you know, we got a lawsuit on our hands, and we end up having to spend a lot of money on attorneys. So I recommend against text messaging at this point.
Hmm. Very interesting. Okay. Rick, I hope that helps you out. Trevor wrote in, text can also be dangerous because there's no way to decipher tone. It can be very easy to offend someone. Okay, I think you get the same thing through email, but yeah, I feel you. Yeah, and misinterpret, yeah. All right, thank you, Trevor. Rick, let me know if you have a follow-up question. Right now, we're going to head over to our last question of the day. This one comes from Beth. It's a long question, so stick with me, all right? Beth writes, what's your opinion of using a third party to email customers for online reviews? Obviously, some negatives, for instance, no, quote, not satisfied, unquote, option. But we do get 14 days to handle 3-star and less reviews before they get posted. Also, we aren't getting as many reviews on the big 5 review sites. How important is it that the emailing is done internally? Or do we have good recommendations for third parties that do that best? Peter?
Okay. That's kind of a tricky question because I don't want to sound like, I'm trying to pitch. But that's what we do, is do the email marketing. So in essence, we would be a third party. And the reason why we do it is, for one reason, is our expertise is email marketing, so getting the emails past the spam filters because it's all about getting inbox placement. So using a third party has some distinct advantages for you. Number one is you're going to get better deliverability. You're going to get some great reporting as far as what kind of results you're getting. But the key is it has to be done transparent. So whether you use a company like ours or someone else, you want to make sure that when those emails go out, those emails are coming from the dealership, not from some third-party company, not, hey, this is XYZ company sending out an email on behalf of Reichert Ford, okay? Because now the customer's like, well, wait, why, you know, and it just cuts that credibility. So whoever you use, you want to make sure that they're sending the emails out as if they're coming directly from you. And that's one of the benefits of the way we do our email marketing. So the people who receive it think that it came directly from the dealership. They don't know that it was done through a third-party provider. So that's very important. And the advantage to using a third-party provider is, simply put, inbox placement. The more emails that get delivered into the inbox, the more likelihood you have of people opening up those emails and doing something with them and you mentioned not getting a lot of reviews on the big sites. That also might be due to the fact that they're trying to ask, they're having too many review sites on the email. So that's one of the things that, you know, you need to keep in mind as well.
Beth, I hope that answer helps you out. And Peter, just so you know, oh, Beth wrote in. Thanks, it does. Okay, and just so you know, Rick wrote back in. He was the one previous to Beth's question who talked about, who asked about text. Rick wrote back in and said, thanks, I just listened to a sales pitch from a company working with dealers that offers customer contact after sales and service via text and wanted your opinion. Thank you so much for that, Rick. Well, with that, Peter, WebDoc Martin, always a pleasure to have you on here, sir. Thank you so much for coming back.
All right, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And like I said, if there's ever anything I can do for anybody, feel free to contact me. There's my number and my my email address. Love to help you. And if there's any other questions, please reach out to me. I will check on this Wendell Nissan and get back to you. And thanks again, everybody, for all your time. It has been truly a pleasure, and look forward to helping you any way I can.
I love it. Lisa, by the way, with Wendell Nissan says thank you, as I'm sure most everyone else here does as well. And also, audience, if you ever get a chance to see Peter speak live, he's a wonderful presenter live as well. Peter, are you going to be at NADA coming up?
Yes, I'll be speaking at NADA, it's going to be quite an event. I'm excited about NADA. It's going to be a really, really good presentation.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. I will be there too. So we don't have any of our booth numbers, you know, picked out yet or anything, but I'm looking forward to seeing you there again, Peter. Thank you so much. Audience, I want to remind you that a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you a little bit later today. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinars and view our upcoming webinar schedule, or you can access any of our past webinars too. And, Peter, if you wouldn't mind going to the next slide, because I want to tell everyone that we have a short survey that's going to come out to you. And when it comes out, I really hope that you'll fill it out. It's 6 short questions. We want to know what you thought of today's presentation and what you thought of Peter's presentation as well. So please fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. Today we're going to randomly select a couple of people from all the completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. And Peter's going to show that to us right now.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. It's on its way. Boom. There it is. Thank you, Peter. It's called the five Superpowers of Persuasion. In every dealership, it's the BDC agents and the salespeople who speak with more potential customers than anyone else. And in today's harsh economy, customers are typically demanding, constantly in a hurry, and usually want information right now. So let's face it, when you blow that call, they don't call back and say, hey, you want to try again? You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. For any salesperson, your phone skills can be the difference between making more money and, well, not. So how do you ensure that you make the very most of your first and usually only chance to make a good impression? In this eye-opening one-hour webinar, BDC expert and phone trainer Greg Wells is going to teach you the 5 superpowers of persuasion that'll take your BDC agents to superstar status. He's going to share what salespeople need to do to improve their communication skills and their ability to persuade. You'll learn what definitely works and what absolutely doesn't, period. So if you're ready to make a swift and dramatic impact on your sales success and learn the 5 superpowers of persuasion, then you simply can't afford to miss this presentation. Register now, and don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. And we have some really great webinar subjects planned for 2016, but if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding these webinars and our topics, feel free to contact me directly. Again, my name is Eliana Raggio. I'd love to hear from you. I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks, so track me down online or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending the